Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Sri Gangadas Pandit. Sri Gangadas's previous identity. Purashid Rakhunathashyayo Vashishtha Munir Guruhu Sha Prakasha Visheshena Gangadasha Sudarshano. Ramachandra's Guru, Vashishtha Muni, appeared in two expansions in Gaur Leela as Gangadas Pandit and Sudarshana. Acharyaha Sri Jagannatho Gangadasha Prabhu Priya Asin Madhuvane Prag Yo Durvasha Gopika Priya. Jagannath Acharya and Gangadas Pandit were previously Durvasa, who was so dear to the gopis in Madhuvani. Gangadas was very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who remembers him will be freed from all material bondage, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.10.29. In his Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur equates Gangadas Pandit with Krishna's guru, Sandipani Muni. There was in Navadvip a wonderful professor named Gangadas Pandit who resembled Krishna's guru, Sandipani Muni. He says, as in Chaitanya Bhagavat 1.8.26. In the Gaudiya Vaishnav Abhidan, Haridas suggests that Ramachandra's guru Vashishtha entered into Sandipani Muni during the Krishna Leela. Thus, these apparently conflicting statements can be true. In verse 52 of Gaura Ganodesha Dipika, Kavi Karnapura identifies Keshav Bharti with Sandipani Muni. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu's incarnation out of a desire to see the salvation of all creatures in this world. He prayed and called to Krishna to descend in this earth. Indeed, it was through the heartfelt cries of Advaita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became incarnate. It was the Lord's desire that all his eternally perfected associates from his previous incarnations, who played the role of his senior descent prior to his own appearance. Gangadas Pandit was one of these elders who preceded the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the land of Rarha, while Gangadas Pandit, Murari Gupta and Mukund also appeared elsewhere. Many other associates of the Lord remained hidden in Navadvip, taken birth there prior to him on his order. They included Chandrasekhar, Jagadish, Gopinath, Sriman Murari, Sri Garuda and Gangadas. Nimai's Vidya Vilasa Leela. Jagannath took little Nimai to Gangadas when the child expressed his desire to study with him. Gangadas lived in the neighborhood known as Ganganagar. It is said that when Bhagirath brought down the Ganges, the goddess waited on this spot for the arrival of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. During the parikrama of Navadvip Dham, the devotees sit down at a spot near the Yogapeet temple to hear the glories of Gangadas's home, even though it is in fact situated in Simantadvip. In his commentary to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur writes, "Gaur Narayan is the Lord of Vaikunt, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore the only reservoir of all scriptural knowledge, as well as the embodiment of opulence of wisdom. Even so, it is his wont to accept human limitations during his incarnation, and thus he desired to learn grammar and other arts and sciences, just as Krishna did when he studied with Sandipani Muni. He did this to show that those who make a living as teachers should have genuine learning and not make a pretense of possessing knowledge." When Jagannath Mishra brought little Nimai to Gangadas, the scholar was overjoyed to accept him as his student. He began to teach him with as much care as if he were his own son. He was astounded by Nimai's powerful memory and his intelligence. Though he had taught thousands of students, he had never had a pupil of such caliber. A student of quality brings glory to his teacher. Nimai would ask trick questions of his fellow students Murari Gupta, Krishna Nand, Kamal Kanta and others. He was able to explain a sutra in one way and then in a completely different way, thus baffling his classmates who were nevertheless impressed by his scholarship. Thus the Lord's educational pastimes took place in the home of Gangadas. This house of Gangadas Pandit, where the son of Sakhi studied grammar. Every day he took delight in this study, even making his own explanatory comments on the codes. With a twinkle in his eyes, he would ask tricky questions to Murari Gupta, Krishna Nand, Kamal Kanta and his other classmates. Gaura Sundara immersed himself completely in the joys of learning. Such pastimes are beyond the ken of great gods themselves. The Lord studied grammar from Gangadas Pandit. After hearing a lesson just once, he would memorize both the sutra and its explanation. Gangadas Pandit in Puri. After the Lord took sannyas at Katwa, Nityanand Prabhu tricked him into going to Shantipur, to Advaita's house. Gangadas came there with the rest of Navdweep devotees to see him. He was also one of the first Bengali devotees to go to Puri to see the Lord there. The first time that the devotees went there, the Lord was in Alalanath due to his feelings of separation from Jagannath, who cannot be seen for a period following the Snan Yatra. The Lord returned to Puri to meet the Bengali devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya pointed out these devotees to King Prataparudra, naming them one by one, including Gangadas. When Lord Chaitanya met Gangadas on that occasion, he praised him to Orison devotees and embraced him respectfully. Gangadas also participated in the Kirtan before the Jagannath Ghat as a member of the chorus in the second Kirtan group. Srivas Pandit was the lead singer in this group and Nityanand the chief dancer. Haridas Thakur, Sriman Pandit, Shubhanand, Sriram Pandit were some of the others in the same group. Such were the pastimes of Sri Gangadas Pandit. Thank you, Hare Krishna.